I'm joined now by an American doctor who spends part of the year providing fertility treatment at a clinic in Kenya. Okioma Meje is an obstetrician at the University of Michigan. She's in Ann Arbor. And Dr. Meje, your infertility treatments take a different tack from what we heard about in Andre's story. Some of your patients are not actually infertile. They're HIV positive. So how can fertility treatments help women who are infected with the AIDS virus?
So for couples where the female's one is positive with HIV and the male is uninfected, we offer them home vaginal insemination. And essentially what that is we help the couples identify the fertile period of the menstrual cycle, and we teach them the procedures and provide them with the supplies they need to be able to, after sexual encounter, collect the semen from the condom and inseminate it. And we follow them and test to see if they become pregnant.
This is a couple, in other words, that wouldn't risk having unprotected sex. Is that correct?
Exactly. This is a safer conception intervention that is intended to help decrease the likelihood of sexual transmission of HIV with unprotected intercourse to the male partner.
So what you're talking about, from what I gather, is a much simpler form of assisted reproduction than what we heard about in Anders Kelto's story. This is not in vitro fertilization, and it doesn't sound terribly high tech.
You're exactly right. The use of home vaginal insemination, it's very cost effective in the sense that all you need to provide couples with is a syringe as well as water-based lubricated condoms. And per, you know, insemination, you're talking about $1.50 per insemination that they perform.
Is there a lot of demand for this sort of help with pregnancy in Africa? I mean, do you find a lot of couples that would like to have children but don't dare have unprotected sex?
So the issue at hand is that couples are knowingly risking HIV transmission with unprotected sexual intercourse in order to conceive. And the big pressure to have children is present in their lives. And these couples are risking transmission in order to do so. So the provision of fertility services can allow these couples to fulfill their reproductive desires and still attempt to control HIV transmission to the uninfected partner as well as the unborn child.
Now, when you mention to people in the U.S. that you're helping African couples have children, what kind of reaction do you get? I think it's safe to say that the impression here is that African birth rates should come down, not go up.
That sometimes is the response that I get from individuals. However, we have to look at this more as a reproductive right. It's a reproductive right of every individual on the face of the earth to be able to have information and access to services to help them decide when they want to have children and when they don't want to have children.
Dr. Okioma Meje is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of Michigan who also practices in Kisumu, Kenya. Dr. Meje, thanks very much.
Thank you.